Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Welcome back. The booth is bigger this year.
Thank you. And it's so quiet. Normally it's like, it's like being in a beehive.
You know, this is one of the positive sides of it all, you know?
We're grateful. We're very grateful. We're grateful for everything.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm honored to be again in company of Tilda Swinton, protagonist of The Human Voice, the short film by Fred Almodovar, and also here to receive the Golden Lion Award for Lifetime Achievement. So thank you for being here with
us again. Thank you for having me. I'm very, very happy we're all here.
I have to say that the film felt like a very sensual experience for me, almost tactile, you know, the textures, the colors. And I was wondering, how had you imagined working with Pedro Almodóvar? What is similar to my experience?
It's, you know, I feel my experience of working with Pedro would be exactly the same as you or anybody who knows his cinema. Because we know it so well. We know the rooms, we know the colors, we know the women. And then suddenly, by magic, it's like stepping through a looking glass and it's you. I'm in a Pedro Almodóvar set and he's over there and this emotion comes. And then when you see the film and you have the incredible music of Iglesias and you have the incredible credit sequences, it's like being in a... It's virtual reality. It's virtual reality for me.
Speaking of the set, I love what you made of Human Voice. In love, sometimes we tend to stage it a little bit, you know, and sometimes we have to burn it all up, you know.
Totally. It's. I think in many ways the film is about sincerity. It's about fakery. Yeah. And fantasy. And fiction, and also I think about grief and how to separate and how to tell the truth not only to yourself but to somebody who has hurt you very badly. And she's an actress. She tells the truth, the real truth, for about a minute in the film.
But Pedro in press conference said that he changed it a little bit and, for example, she isn't a submissive woman as she was in the play, and that's something that we can relate to.
It's a classic text, and you know, my definition of classic means it can be it's rubbery and elastic and you can, you know, interpret it and reinterpret and it lasts forever. So it is true that there's something... You know, however hallowed, for example, Rossellini's version with Anna Magnani is, I mean, it's phenomenal. But it is interesting to see it now and to hear the sort of supplication of this woman. And I think that it was very important to Pedro to not only make it modern, but also find a solution for her. Because he wanted for her to survive. You know, there's a Donna Summer aspect to the end. Definitely. This feeling of survival and this feeling of progress, because there's a sense of claustrophobia around the despair of the Cocteau text. He just wanted to kind of enliven it, I think.
And there's an Australian shepherd sharing the suffering with you, the more,
you know, the life spent with a dog is a good life. I know that.
So, do you think that, speaking also about your Golden Lion Award this year, do you think that maybe this was the best year ever to receive such a recognition, a year in which we really rediscovered power of cinema?
I don't know that there would have been a bad year.
Yeah, right?
I don't think there would have been a bad year. But, you know, transformation is my motor, and this is a transformational year for all of us. And the feeling of reflection and retrospection, I think we're all, even if it's just going through your old clothes, there's a feeling of, you know, you're going through your old films, whatever, this feeling of re-evaluation and recalibration and getting rid of what's no longer serving us, and both on a macro and a micro level, and societal level and personal level, but also finding real treasure and finding whatever there is in your life and going, no, this is really precious and this is really valuable. So for me, it's like an unimaginable honor, of course, but it's like a measurement, and it's a real enticement to go forward. It's like the slate is clean now, and I go forward, and I'm really happy to do that, and to have that honor last night, and then to go forward today with Pedro, with our new film, into all this whole new work together is, no, you can't make it up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for being here with us.
Thank
again
you.
For the Human Voice at the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm Chiara Nicoletti.
Thank
this is Fred. Festival Insider. Grazie.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.